Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Hillowitz. Maseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'ilui Nishmas, Ephraim Eliyahu ben Yosef and Chana Bas Shmuel Halevi.
Sota Daf Chof Ches. Unquestionably, the dominant sugya of our blot is the sugya at the bottom of Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the halacha of Safek Kivadai and the limud that we make from Sota to Safek Toma. And really, these inyanim are shas inyanim, is the shas sugya, especially the sugya of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYochid, the tremendous arichas and the rishonim and achronim. Relating to this sugya, as well, there's a very difficult sugya at the beginning of Maseches Nida, which these inyanim are very much spoken about. In addition to the wealth of material, there's also very great difficulty in the notions and ideas in the sugya of Safek Kavadai. Mirat Hashem will try to uncover these sodos of the lamdas of Safek Kavadai in terms of Sota and Safek Tumah Rishus HaYochid throughout this year. Before we begin discussing the actual sugya, I think it'll be kedai to very briefly learn together the Tosvos Divrei HaMaskil Ma Talmud Lomar, because it's a very crucial Tosvos in the sugya here of Safek Kavadai, and Mirat Hashem will be referring to it several times, so it might be instructive for us to have the Shakla V'Tari of Tosvos in the back of our minds. Tosfos asks on the Gemara's limud of Safek Kavadai, Vim Tomar, V'chi Itzdrich Kra L'meisar Sveika. Why does the Pasuk need to go out of its way to say Safek Kavadai? Why wouldn't it have been enough to us to say it's a Safek? And the Safek is Aser. The Pashas of Tosfos is to be assuming that the Svara for which we should ask for Safek is because Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Therefore, once we know it's a Safek, it should not be necessary for the Pasuk to make it into a Vadai. Why wouldn't it have been enough for the Torah to leave it as a suffix and let us react to the suffix with the klal of suffix d'araisa l'chumra? Now, parenthetically, the Sefer Plesi, to Rav Yonas and Eibschitz, tries to bring a raya from this Tosfos with regard to the famous machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim, whether or not we say mid'araisa suffix d'araisa l'chumra, or we say mid'araisa suffix rabbanon is l'kula, and only the rabbanon said that a Safek Daraisa is L'chumra. It's well known, the Rambam Shita is that Midaraisa, Safek Daraisa is only L'kula, whereas the Shita of the Rashba and the Ran is that even Midaraisa, the Safek Daraisa is L'chumra. The opinion of the Baalei HaTosef in this regard is not clear. There's a machlokas between the Maharit in Kiddushin and the Prichadash in Simin Kofir in Yoredeya. So place he says, L'chumra, I have a raya brew from HaTosef. Since HaTosef is asking, why does the Gemara need to say Safek Kavadai? Why is it enough to leave it as a Safek? And let us say Safek Daraisa L'chumra. It seems quite apparent that Tosef holds like the Rashba and the Ran that Safek Daraisa is L'chumra even mid Daraisa. And that's why Tosef feels comfortable asking, why does the Gemara need to have a limit of Safek Kavadai? Just say it's Asr Midin Safek Daraisa L'chumra. It might not be a raya brura, because as we know, the Rambam does agree that midaraisa, a suffix is usr if it's ikba isura. If we knew for sure there is an isur here, then the chumra that we give a makam suffix is even on a daraisa level. And it may be the Rambam doesn't mamash require ischazik isura. It might be enough if there are leanings towards the isur. And here, as we know that there is the kina vistira, which as the Gemara earlier told us is a raglaim ladavar, pointing towards the tumah. So it's not necessarily a suffix which has no ischazik yisur in it, and it might even be the Rambam would agree that this question might be a valid question. Maybe we should be able to rely on Safek Daraisa L'chumra and not need the halacha of Safek Kavadai. Now, obviously, the entire issue of the Machlokas Rambam and other Rishonim as to whether Midaraisa Sveikos or L'chumra or not has to be integrated and thought about how it fits with our sugya of Safek Sota and Safek Tumah Rishus HaYochid. And Mirat Hashem, later in the shir, will discuss what the Achronim have to say on this topic. In any event, that's the kasha that Tosfos asks. Why is it that we have to come on to the halacha of Safek Kavadai, that the Gemara needs a special halacha? Let us rely on the din of Safek Daraisa L'chumra. And that does the answer. Yesh Lomar, HaKosev Ostra Kodem Shtia Ki'ilu Hu Vadai. That the Torah is coming to give a Vadai status of Isser on the woman when she's a Sota before the Shtia. Va'afga deleka malkus, k'demuchach berkama divamas, even though there is no malkus on the sota, so long as the suffix still stands, there's only an asei. Mi lav haba michlal asei ika, the asei of venitma, that our Gemara, our Mishnah really darshens to say she's aser on her bowel and to the boil and to truma, does apply to her. And then Tosfos adds an important line, va'filum hi tahira, nenash rebeis nishalmala im bahala. And the point of Sofek Vade is to tell us that because this asay is true, it's Kielu Huvade, that even in Aliba de Emes, Klapi Shmaya Galya, the woman was Tahir, she was not Mizana, the Baal still will get Nenash and Basin Shamala for being over on this Isser because it's a Vade. In other words, if it only would have been a Sofek, so then since Klapi Shmaya Galya, if the woman was Tahir, there's no reason to punish the Baal. However, now that it's a Geder Vade, we'll punish him even in Shamayim, where it was known she was not Tamea because the Torah made an Isser Vade on her, even if there was no Bia. Tosas' conclusion is that this is different than other Sfekos, which if Klapi Shmaya Galya, the man will need kapara for being over on them, but he won't mamish be over on the Isser itself. Whereas over here, because the Torah made an assay to say that there's a din of kavadai, then you'll be over on the Isser of Baal itself, even if the woman was Tahira. That was what the Torah came to say by saying Sofek Vade. So that's the background we have in our Tosfos. And again, Mirtz Hashem will be referring to the various stages in this Tosfos throughout the Shir of Mirtz Hashem. So now to start discussing the actual sugya, we'll begin with a hakira of Rav Chaim Brisker that he raises in the Sefer Chidushi Agrach. In our sugya, he asks, with regard to the halacha of Sota, that which our Gemara says that the geder of the Isra of Sota, Sofek Vade, so we mistapek, is the geder of this chiddush of the Torah, the Sofek Vadai, that we should assume, we should take on, ki'il this nus happened with Vadai, because of the kinu v'stira suggested that there was an ister. The Torah here said, go ahead and assume the Vadai, that in reality this nus happened. And that is why the isirim come about, the ister that our Mishnah discussed, of the ister labal, ister laboil, etc., is coming from the fact that we assume this woman is an ashes ish shazinsa who has these isirim. It's not because the Torah placed dinim on her, but simply the Torah said, assume that the nus happened, and mamela, the dinim, should stem from that status. Or should we say that no, the Torah was not mechadesh, that we should assume that the maisa happened, that we should assume this nus happened bavadai. Rather, the Torah said that we should give dinim on her. We should give her the din of an eishes ish shizinsa bavada, even though we're not sure the suffix stands. But because the Torah is mechadesh, this halacha of isulabal, the Torah was saying that we should give her the dinim ki'ilu, she's an eishes ish shizinsa, but not that we will assume in reality that this nus actually happened. Now the truth is, the actual svaros of the tzadnum of this hakira are not the chidushim of Reb Chaim. Already in the Gedolei Achronim, we find a parallel hakira, which they raise, not so much regarding the halacha of Sota, which our Gemara says Sofek Vadayan, but rather that which our Gemara learns from Sota, the halacha of Sofek Tumma B'Shur Sayachid, which our Gemara also applies the klal of Sofek Kavadai to. There, many of the Gedolei Achronim, including the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, the Keren Ora, in Nozir, Daphnun Zayin, the Shev Shmaitza raises this question in one place, and Marit Halgazi, in his Chidushim Hilchas Bechoros, in the fifth parak, as well as many other Achronim, they raise the Chakira, what is the Geder of Sofek Vadai relating the Sofek Tumah Shur Sayachid? Do we assume Ki'ilu that the Tumah in fact happened, and a person has all the dinim of being Tameh for all Halachas in the Torah? Or no, is it only with regard to the Etzem Psak that a person has to be noeg with Tumah, but not that it'll have nafkaminas beyond the psak and the person? The nafkaminas, some of the nafkaminas they raise is, if we say a person is Tamei based on a Sofek Tumah Shur Sayachid, if he then subsequently goes to the Beis HaMikdash, is he Chayiv Kares? Can he bring a carbon based on this psak of Tamei from the Sofek? Or is a Nazir Megaleach on a Sofek Tumah Shur Sayachid? Is he allowed to be Megaleach because he became Tamei after the psak in a Sofek Tumah? Or if a tzibor becomes tamei, rov of the tzibor becomes tamei and a sofek tumah shur sayachid, can they bring a pesach sheni? These are some of the nafkaminas which they raise. Which again, the common denominator is that these are things which are beyond the actual psak of tamei, but these are nafkaminas which then stem as a consequence of the psak of tamei. Can we then now take the status of tamei and assume that the person is tamei for all the halachos? Whereas if we were to say that simply a din the Torah gave us to say that, assume the person is Vadei Tamei, but not assume that the Tumah actually happened, then we don't necessarily have a makor for us to say that a Nazir Megaleach on such a din Tamei, or that a Tzibor could bring a carbon Pesach Sheni based on such a din Tamei, but just a din Tumah, but not an actual status of Tumah, then it's not certain at all that we'll be able to say all these nafkaminas. So that's the Chakira which Minachronim do raise, and Mirtz Hashem will come back and touch on that again back in the Chav Tes. But for the meantime, with regarding Sota, so this is the Chakira of Reb Chaim Brisker, whether or not in a Sota, we again say the woman has the status of an Eishes and Shezinsa, because we say, Ki'il, we're machzik, the Tumah happened, Bavada, and therefore, Memela, the Dinim come as consequence of that status? Or do we say that no, the Torah in fact placed these dinim, that's the chiddush of Safek Vada, to place the dinim of Isser Baal, Boil and Truma on the woman, even if we don't in fact take on this does happen, that's the chiddush of the Kra, to say the woman has to be Nohek with this Isserim. Reb Chaim there writes, the nafkamina will be whether or not a Sota who is over on the Isserim, or the Baal is over on the Isserim of being Baal on the Sota, gets Malkus or not. The Gemara Yevamos Nafid Aleph, which Tosus in our Sigya, in Ever Maschel Ma Tamalomer makes reference to, it's clear that with regard to a Sota Vadoyis, a Sota who we can certify was Mizane, there is Malkus if the man is bought on that, the husband is bought on that Sota. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk of Lichol Baal HaRishon Lashiv L'Kachta Achrei Asher Hu Tama. The Gemara learns from the words Achrei Asher Hu Tama, is coming L'Rabos, the Sota, after she had the Bia, after she was Mizane, she's Aser Balav to her husband, and she gets Malkus. Now, what about a Safek Sota who had Kina Vistira, and right now she's holding at the Isra of the Baal, but we don't know for certain whether or not there was Bia. Should we also say that the Geder of Safek Kevada will tell us that we should give her the same halachas as the Sota Vadois and she'll even get Malkus, or is there a difference? So already the Mishnah Melech notes, this is a Machlokes, Rishon a Machlokes within the Baalei HaTosfos. Tosfos and Arsigya, and that aforementioned Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh Lama Tamalomer, is clear that there's only an assay on a Safek Sota, the assay of our Gemara, the our Gemara brings, our Mishnah really brings, of Venitma, that she's Aser Labal, it's only an assay to tell us that the man is Aser and his wife, who is a Safek Sota. And it's quite clear then from Tosfos that there would not be Malkus on such an Isser, as well as a Tosfos in other places in Yevamos, which as well is clear that this is the Shita of the Tosfos. And the Rambam as well, in Hilchas Gerushin, Perikin Aleph, writes that if one is ba on a Safek Sota, Isha, who is not, we cannot certify that she was Mizana, he only receives Malkus Mardus. That would also lead us to believe he holds like the Bali, the Tosfos in our Sigya, that there is no Lav, there is no Malkus on the Safek Sota, but rather only on Aseh. However, the Mishnah Melech notes there are Tosfos in Yevamos, in fact, in that very Sigya, in Yevamos Nafid Aleph, which our Tosfos proves from, Tosfos there assumes very clearly that there is a Lav and Malkus on the Safek Sotas, even not only in a Sota Vadois, even on a Sota who's a Safek, whether she's Mizana, as well as the Rashba in that Sigya there in Yevamos as well, writes clearly that there is Malkus on the Sota who's only a Safek. And the Mishnah Melech has Medayik from different Baalei Tosfos and different parts of Shas as well that fall on both sides of the fence. And this question, is there Malkus on a Sota Safek? The truth is, we should point out, earlier the Gemara in Daf Zayin, we had an Ar Masechta, seemed to say that there was a Lav on a Safek Sota. And Rashi there wrote that the Lav was this Lav of Licho Baal HaRishon Lashuv L'Kachta Acharei Asher Hutama, which the Gemara in Yevamos says is the Lav for a Safek of Sota Vadoyis. The seeming simple shot in the Gemara there would have led us to believe that the Gemara is equating the Safek Sota with the Sota Vadai with regard to the Lav, which would be like the Shita Sarashba and the Tosfos in Yevamos. However, as Aruch Laner in Yevamos Safed Alf there points out, it might be possible to read that Gemara there. The Gemara is referring in fact to a Sota Vadai, not a Safek Sota, as well as another Girsa in that Gemara there is, and it appears in Tosefta that the Gemara did not at all say that there is a Lav. So it's not 100% Mukhrach, the Gemara Daf Zayin, whether or not to be a Lav and Malkus on a Sota is a Safek. We have very clearly Machlokas Rishonim, even within the Baalei Tosfos, Tosfos and Arsigya and elsewhere, as the Mishnah Melech takes note, holds as only an Aseh. There's no Malkus, that as well as the Rambam's opinion, whereas Tosfos and Yevamos, Dafyan Aleph, and the Rashba over there hold that there is a Malkus on a Sota Safek. So Reb Chaim there writes that L'chora, our Hakir should be telling us Machlokas. If we say like Tosfos and Arsigya, or according to the Rambam, the hell there was no Malkus, there was only an Aseh on the Safek Sota. That we see very clearly that the Torah is not Lagamri equating, not Lagamri saying that we assume that there was Nus, because if there was Nus, then Mamela, the woman would be just like an Ashes Ish Shizin. So the Torah is Machadesh to say Safek Kevada, to say she's just like a Sota who's a Vada, and there should have been Malkus, there should have been a Lav. And therefore, the fact that Tosfos says that's not the case, it must have meant that Tosfos held like the other Gedder, that the Torah simply gave Dinim, the Torah gave a Din, that she lost her Labal, she lost her Laboil, but not because we assume Bevada that there was Nus. And since the Torah only wrote an Asay saying that, it said Vinitma, it didn't give any Lav, therefore the Lav that normally applies to a Sota Vadais does not apply to a Safek Sota. That's how Tosfos and Arsigya and the Rambam held. Whereas the Rashba and the Tosfos and Yevamos were of the opinion that no, that since the Torah said Safek Vadai, that means that we assume in Metzias that this not actually happened, and therefore she's preposterous, she's an Ashes Ashes Inso, there's no difference in her and a Sota Vadais. That's the Chiddush of the Torah, Safek Vadai. Memela, we should conclude that there would be Malkus and it would be a regular Lav, just as there is, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, on the Sota Vadai, similarly there should be on the Sota Safek. Now, it is somewhat difficult to say such an extreme A nusach that, according to the Tosis and the Rashba and Yevamos, we would say ki'ilus bevadai the woman was mezana. That's because there Tosis is quite clear that even though the argument tells us that we say savik kavadai to assume that the savik sota has the din of an eshes eshesinsa, it's only true lechumra. The Gemara there is discussing whether or not the tsara of a soto, familiar with the from Maseches Yevamos with the idea of a tsara, who was married to a man who died, and there was another wife there who was someone who was usher to the man in question, to the brother in question. And the question is the tsara sota need yibam or chalitza? So the Gemara there is mavur that there's a chilik between a sota safik and a sota vadai. Sota vadai, the tsara of the sota is ptur even chalitza, because as the Gemara there says, tumuk sivbe ka'arayis, just like an erva, we're all aware that the tsara of a erva is ptur even chalitza. Similarly, the tsara of a sota as well has the din of a tsara of an erva, because the Torah calls the sota tamea, as we mentioned earlier, the pasuk says, achar esher hu tama, that the woman is considered tamea to the Baal after she's a sota vadayis, and therefore the tsara is as well ptur from chalitza. However, the tsara of a sota safik, the Gemara there says, it's not true. The tsara of a sota safik is choletzes v'lo misabemes, as we also had earlier in our mesechta, the sugya naf hey, said as well this halacha, that the tsara of a sota safik is choletzes v'lo misabemes. So Tosafot there writes, that's because even though the Torah said safik vadai, which might have led us to say that there should be no chilukim at all between a sota safik and a sota vadai, still the Gemara there does draw a distinction, because the Torah only said safik vadai lechumra and not lekula. Therefore, Tosafot says there would be a chumra to say that a safik sota receives malchus just like the sota vadayis. However, with regard to the kula, to say that the tsara sota does not need chalitza, there we draw the line and we say that there's no need for the tsara sota. Excuse me, that the tsara sota of the safik is not like the vadai, and she does in fact need chalitza. So if we will say, like Reb Chaim said, this extreme version that according to Tosafot and the Rashba there, the pshat is ki'ilu there is vadai in snus, it would be somewhat difficult to still maintain that we only see that l'chumra, not l'kula, if we assume in reality it happened, so it should be true even l'kula. So l'chara, we'll have to say the gedr in Tosafot is that it's true, safik kevadai means this din, to treat with all the chumra sadavar, the sota safik, ki'ilu she's a sota vadai, to assume ki'ilu she had this nus, but that's only with regard to the dinim that the Torah said. The Torah said certain dinim of isur labal, isur labayil, isur latruma, those dinim have the halacha of safik kevadai, she has the status of a vada, not a safik with regard to that. But with regard to other things, which would be a kula, there we don't have the limit of the Torah of safik kevadai, and therefore Tosafot does feel comfortable saying that we only say safik kevadai l'chumra and not l'kula. I should add as well that the Minchas Chinuch in the aforementioned Maramakam in Mitzvahs Resh Samach Gimel, when he discusses the shita of the Tosafot and the Rashba in Yevamos, that there is malchus given a safik sota, he says it might be that their chumra in safik kevadai, they even say there's a malchus for the lav, just like a sota vadoyis, might only be limited to this question of malchus, and that's because since the lav, as we mentioned before, on the sota vadoyis is expressed by the Torah, the lashon of tuma achrei asher hu tama, and that's where the malchus comes from that lav, and as well the mekor sota kevada is from venitma. So then it could be they held that ulgabi inyone tuma, the gabi calling the isha tameya, there the Torah is in fact equating and giving the halachas of a suffix vadai onto the suffix sota, because the tumah, the word tumah, the expression of tumah is used to identify her, and that's going to be similar to the lav of achrei asher tama with regard to other isurim and other inyanim. Even the Tosafot and the Rashba in Yevamos might agree that we would not say suffix vadai, it's not going to extend beyond the parameters of the isur sota themselves, and that's what they mean when they say that we don't say the equation of safik kevadai l'kula, only l'chumra. Chor, we have a machlokas with regard to this question. Again, the scope of the machlokas is questionable, whether or not the Tosafot and Yevamos and the Rashba there are actually saying we assume kilo there was znos. Could this be they held that the din safik kevadai, that's absolute, but to make your intonation isha zinsa, but only l'chumra, that's the way the Torah set up its dinim, to treat it like an isha zinsa l'chumra, and not l'kula. And the truth is, even the Reb Chaim doesn't point this out, but Nesef Archi Ezer, who also has this similar chakira, he does point out that the hemshich of our Tosafot here, as well as the muchach, like Reb Chaim in fact noted, that Tosafot holds that the din of safik kevadai is not something which is because in reality we assume that this must happen, but it's a din that the Torah gave. That's because Tosafot there writes, in the hemshich of that teretz as we discussed earlier, vafilum hi ta'ira nanash bebeist in shalmala im ba'aleha. That even if in reality the truth is that historically the woman was not mizana, that the truth is that she had not done anything during the stira, still if the baal is ba'an the isha when she's a sota, then when he did not know that reality, he gets nanash even bebeist in shalmala. In other words, Tosafot is saying v'cha'ira, that's not because the Torah gave a din that we should assume that the woman is tamea, Because if that was the case, it's very hard to believe that in Basin Shalmala, where they know the truth, that the woman was not Nitma, then we would say that if the Baal was Baal Leha, he will be punished. If I leave the MS, the Baal was not Baal on the Isha, and the Isha was Tahira. So even though the man was over on an Aver, because he did not know that, and he violated the Torah, said that if you don't know, you have to treat it like a Vadai, but if it didn't happen, it's hard to believe that in Basin Shalmala, he'd be punished. Therefore, it's more likely to say, like Reb Chaim Ozer says there in Achi Ezer, that no, Tosas held it's a din. The Torah gave a din that even if we don't assume in reality, and in this case, even if the Beis and Shamala knows in reality that there is no Tumah, the etzim fact that the woman had Kina Vestira, that is enough for us to say that there's Vada Isurim on her, Ki'ilu, she was Mizana. But not because we say she has a shame, Eishes Ishes Insa. The Torah gave Isurim. The Torah gave an assay, like Tosa said, to say that there is Isurim on the Baal no matter what. But it's not because in reality we assume that this must actually happen. Tosa says that no matter what, the man will have to pay the price, even in Shamayim, for being over in this Isurim, because the Torah said, treat it like a Vada, no matter what the reality is. So to summarize what we've seen until now, Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim have the Yukim and Artosis that seems to be the Iker in our Sugya. The Savik Kavad does not really mean that we assume in reality this has happened. And even those Shitas, as we said, that said that there is Malkus and a love on Sota Safek, that might only be because the Torah said with regard to all Dinei Chumra, so then we treat the woman as Hilu and Eshes Eshesinsa, but not because in reality we actually say that this has happened. Now, to develop a little bit more the Yisod we saw on the Tosis, that the Isser that the Torah gave of Nesota and her husband is an Isser which requires kapara, Tosis writes, even if in reality the woman is not Mizana, the woman was Tahira, still the Baal has an Isser on him to, because of Halacha Savik Avadai, he has to treat his wife Ki'ilu, she's a Zona for sure, even if in reality she's not. That's the din the Torah gave. The Chona debate, what about the other Isserim that are mentioned here? For example, do we say that when the man is Asra on his wife, if she's a Sota, is the wife also have that Issa? Right? The wife knows what happened. For the woman herself, she knows whether or not she was Mizana. So in a case where, for instance, she knows for sure the Tumah didn't happen, she had Kinui, she had Stira, and the Baal doesn't know whether or not she was Tumea, and there's a Ochav Sota on her, but the woman knows she's Tahira. There, does the woman herself have an Issa to be Nivel to the Baal, or no? Do we say, because the woman has no Safik Bechlal, so there's no Halacha on her Bechlal of an Issa, Esther Baal. Similarly, with regard to the Baal knows whether or not he was Mizana with her or not. If the Baal knows for sure that he wasn't Mizana, does he have an Isser? And as well, we can ask about Truma. If the woman knows for sure that she was not Tameya, she was not Mizana, is she still Muteras in Truma? So all these questions are raised by the Achron. And we'll start with the Isra and the Isha. The Chasim Sofer, in Truvis and the Chelek Evin Ezer, brings the machalokes between Rav Moshe Mintz and his father-in-law, Rabbi Kivi Eger, regarding this question. Rav Moshe Mintz was of the opinion that even though the Baal has an Isser because he doesn't know, and the Isser is even as Tosis writes, to the extent that even if in reality it didn't happen, then Shemayim will get punished, that's only because the Baal doesn't know that whether the Kini Isteria ended up in Tumah or not, therefore he has to say, for the regard to him, Safek Kavadai. But with regard to the woman who doesn't have any Safek, because obviously she knows whether she was Mizana or not, so Moshe Mintz held that she has no Isser. And in fact, if she is Nivel to the Baal, she doesn't get Malkus, even if we'll say like the Tosin and Yavamis, that there is Malkus on a Baal who's a Boyal and Isha Sota. But the Sota herself, since she knows for sure she was a Nitmes, for her there's no Safek, and therefore she remains Tahira, and she does not have an Isser. However, Rabbi Kivi Eger argued with the Mar Moshe Mintz. He said, that's not true. The halacha of Kina Vestira, which places an Isser on the Baal, as well refers to the Isha. It doesn't matter whether or not the Isha knows or not. The fact that she had Kina Vestira means there's a Parasha of Sota here. And the Parasha of Sota is to say that when it is not known to the Baal that whether or not the woman is Mizana, then it's usher for all parties involved to have the Bia. And it doesn't matter if the Isha knows she's Toanas Bari or not. The point is the Torah asher to her Ki'ilu, there is Nus, because of the Kina Vestira. And he writes there that Artosis is a right to this. Be'emes asu akosuv savik kevadai, v'kosuv Artosis, da filu im tahayra ne'nash v'besin shalmala, kemo ba'al chai v'yasei, im ken chazinan de'kach gazra toira, de'ba'od sha'asofik lanu im zinsa, afim be'emes kamishmaya galya to tahayra hi, mikamalkam asura ba'asei. And the same thing is true for the woman herself. It doesn't matter if the woman herself knows that she was not Mizana. The Torah said whenever it's not known, whenever there's kinev estira, and there's a suffix to the Baal, to the people around, whether she's Mizana, she is also a surah to the husband in the Isser Labal. With regard to the Isser on the Baal, let's say the Baal comes and says, I know for sure that I was not Baal the Isha, therefore I should be mutter to her. So both in the Sefer or Sameach, at the beginning of Hilchos Sota, as well as the Sefer Marcheshes, they raise this question, and they say, L'chor, it's a davar pashut. That doesn't matter, because, as in the words of the Or Sameach, Kinev Estira is not simply Raglayim Adavar. Kinev Estira is the ingredients the Torah said to make an Isser, and that Isser has the Gedra of Vaday, as our Gemara says. And therefore, even if the woman wants to be, the Boel wants to marry the woman, because he knows for sure that there's no Tumah, it doesn't matter. The Torah made an Isser, one, there are the ingredients of Kinev Estira, it's pashut, that even if they know for sure there is no Tumah, the Torah is still Asrid, but etzem, from the Kinev Estira, for him to be born the woman, as well as the Marcheshes, as well, even though he's mistapik at this, at the end he concludes this is also Pashut, this is true, that the Isra on the Boel is true, even if the Boel knows that there is no Tumah, still the Isra is Chal on him, and his Geder is similar to Rabbi Kager, that once there's a Suffake with regard to the Znus, to the Boel, to everyone else, the Torah made that Kevadin, it doesn't matter if I individually know that there is no Bia. The truth is, there's already a discussion much earlier in the Achronim about a case we had in the previous parak of an Isha who wants to be Shaisa, but the Baal does not want to be Mashka her, that we saw that the woman remains Usser to the Baal and she receives her Ksuba. The Achronim discussed, what about in that case? The woman is saying, look, I had the ability to be Shaisa, the Baal deprived me of that ability, of that capability, I maintain Am Tahir, and therefore I should be Mutter to the Boil and Mutter in Truma. So in fact, the Chalgas Mechokek, and some of you at Aleph and Evan Ezra's Mistapak at this, he says it's not so clear. We need a ride to this question, even though the mashmos of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, he said, is mashma, that even in that case, the woman is tahira. And therefore, bismanenu, where we are not able to administer the mesota, the one will remain usher to the boil and to truma. However, the Mechokes Mechoke says it's not pashut. Maybe we should say that since the woman should have been given the right to drink, it's not her fault, and the Baal took it away from her, or we don't have the circumstances in which we're allowed to be mashka her, she should be able to maintain her tahara. That's the subject of the Mechokes Mechoke. But already on the right over there in the Beis Shmuel, as well as the Mishnah Melech, they're metamei ma'od on the Chalkas Mechokek. They say, of course, this is not true. Once there's a kinev estira, the only way to lift that iser is through shtia. And it doesn't matter if the boel knows, it doesn't matter if the isha knows, it doesn't matter if the isha wants the truma privately. Still, the only way that the Torah regulated the isurim and heterim, this woman, once she has kinev estira, is through shtia samayim. And the woman can't be shosa, even if it's the Baal's fault, so that will be enough to give her ksuba. But it won't be enough to lift the isurim. The isurim are no longer related to the ability to be shosa. The isurim are related simply to kinev estira. And if there's no ability to be shosa, it doesn't make a difference. Once the isur has been placed on her, it doesn't matter if she knows, and the boel knows that there was no isur, and she had the ability, she wanted the ability to drink and prove her innocence. Still, once she doesn't have that befoil, that ability to do so, then we say the isurim are in place, and she remains tamea to the boel and to truma. So to summarize here, many Achronim, even though there does seem to be some discussion about this from Moshe Mintz and from the Chalkas Mechokek, whether or not the Isurim of the Baal, Boil, and Truma are only with regard to those who don't know, but to those who do know, perhaps we should say that Safik Kavada doesn't start because there's no Safik by them. However, it's Mashman Artosis, as Reuke Eger and others pointed out, and this seems to be the consensus in the Achronim as well, that it doesn't matter. The Gedarm of these Isurim are, once we have Kinev Estira, as Or Sameach said, that's the ingredients of the Isur. The Torah said, once we have this, then we have Isurim, which again, are the Darm are Savik Vada, that because we don't know, or it's not known to everyone, whether there was Bia. Therefore, the Torah said we treat as a Vadi Yisurim, and therefore it doesn't matter if there are individuals who do know that there was no Bia, for example, the Boil of the Isha herself, they still share in the Yisurim of our Gemara of Isser Labal, Isser Boil, and Isser Latruma. As Hashem would like to demonstrate that the opinion of the Tosfos in our Sugya is that the Geder of Savik Vadai is really inclusive of two stages, of two levels, and Ritz Hashem will explain the progression of these two levels. And the Mavtech to this is in the Tosas that we've been referring to, Tosas Divrei Maskal Ma Talmud Lomer, the Kasha of the Marasha. Marasha asks, what is Tosas asking? The why does more need a Pasuk to ask her the subject to say Savik Kevadai? It's very simple. If we're not for the Pasuk that told us that the woman is Tamea, Midin Savik Kevadai, we would have invoked the Isha and her Chazaka. Until now, she was Becheskas Tahoira to her Baal. We should say that the Chazaka should be Machariah, the Suffix Nus that happened during the Stira. So if not for the Pasuk that told the Suffix Kavandai, we would have used the Chazaka in order to be Machariah, that the woman is Tahoira. How can those ask that we don't need a Pasuk Bechlal to Aser, the woman, Midin Suffix? To respond to this question, we'd like to bring out a Yesod, and that is the Yesod we already touched on back in the Chof Hei, we brought it there in the shame of the Achi Ezer, and really we'll see soon that there are several Baalei HaTosfos, both in our sugya and elsewhere, which seem to be reflective of this yisod, and that is that Be'etzem, Savi Kevadei, the tochen of the Limra Savi Kevadei, really tells us two things. The first thing it tells us is that there's a suffik. The Torah made a suffik out of Kina Vistira to relate to it as a suffik. And the tochen of the suffik is to the point in which we don't really care about any of the other hachraos or any of the other yedios that we normally use to be machriya sveikos, or the people involved in the story might know individually regarding this. The Torah said Kina Vistira is a suffik and it's impervious to any of these other things. Now, on the most basic level, what this means is that we're not going to use a chazaka to be machriya the suffik. The Torah said that we cannot be mamad the isha on her cheskas tara to say she's tahara, but rather we treat it as a suffik. Huadanami, with regard to suffik to mishrus hayochid, we're not going to be able to use any of the chazakas, as Tosa points out. That's the most basic limud, that we disregard the cheskas tara the thing might have had, and we treat it as a suffik in mishrus hayochid. That's the first limud of suffik kavad, to say that this suffik has a shame suffik, and we must relate to it as a suffik no matter what. This is also why, as we mentioned earlier, the adios of the isha or of the boyel don't really play a role, because the Torah says it doesn't really matter whether or not you have your idea regarding the suffix. All that it's important is that the Kina Vistira created a suffix. That suffix has dinam on it, as we'll explain shortly. But the point that we want to get to is that there's a suffix here. And we already quoted back in the Chof Hei, the Lashon of Tosfos there on the Chof Hei, which wrote that HaTorah asa'a suffix after the Kina Vistira. And Mamela, the Isha, cannot say she knows for a fact she is Tahira, she doesn't have a Tainus Bari. And Mamela, we cannot be Maimed the Isha on a Chazaka. That is the basic Isser, the basic din that the Kina Vistira created for us, is that there should be a suffix. And in a Malkam Safek, we disregard the Chazakos, and we disregard the Tainus Bari and the Adios of the Isha. As well, we see, this is more Nogea in Safek Tuma, that the Mishnais and Taros say that even if one is a Sveik Sveika in Safek Tuma Shos Yochid, we disregard the Sveik Sveika, and we are still Machmir, we still say there's a Safek, the Halacha is Tame. That's for the same reason, because we don't care for other reasons, other Hachros, like a Sveik Sveika, just like in Chazaka doesn't help, an additional suffix won't help if the Torah said this is, must be treated as a suffix. You cannot be noted this suffix from its status as a suffix, bichlal, to take it out of the DNA suffix. And that's the first halacha that suffix kavadeh means, that we say that the din is a suffix no matter what. That's what Kina Vistira teaches us in Sota, and that's what we learn out to suffix to Mishra Sayachar. The second halacha, the second prat, the second level that we have is the etzem halacha of suffik kevadeh. In other words, not only did the Torah say to treat it like a suffik, to disregard chazakos, to disregard the tainus bari, the idios of the people involved, to disregard additional sveikos which would have made it into a sveik sveika. That's one halacha. But now the Torah said, in addition, it has the status of a vadai. And the emes is, this is really the omek apshat lechora in the Tosfos Mat Tamalomer that we started this year with. And this is also the answer to the Marsha's kasha that we asked. Again, the Marsha asked, what does Tosfos mean? Of course we need a pasuk to say that there's no chazaka, to say that we disregard the chazaka and we don't use the cheskas tara the woman had. Why does Tosfos say we should be machmer misafik? And already the Sefer Karen Ora answers for the and the Marsha's kasha, that of course Tosfos knew this was true, that we needed a pasuk to say that we disregard the chazakos and that the makam safik were machmer. But Tosfos saw in the Gemara something beyond that. Tosfos saw that in addition to us disregarding the chazakos and making it a suffik, there's another level. There's a level of suffik, kivadai. And that's what bothered Tosfos. Tosfos asked, why, even after we disregard the chazakos, do we still need to say suffik kivadai? Why is it insufficient that if there's a suffik here, why don't we say suffik deraisa lachumra? And on that, Tosfos answers that no, the added level, the added chumra of suffik kivadai is to make it an assay beyond all the other sveikas in the Torah, to say that there's a vade assay here, and even if, as we explained, even if Klapei Shmaya Galia, this never happened, the person still gets nenash, like, as if he was over an assay. So we see in Tosfos, that's gufa, the motion in Tosfos between the kasha and the teretz. Originally, Tosfos knew, as the Marsha pointed out, that the Torah needed to say that we disregard the chazakos, so we have a suffix here, HaTorah asa a suffix. What was bothering Tosfos is, why was it not sufficient for the Gemara to say, HaTorah asa a suffix? Why didn't we need to add on, HaTorah asa a suffix, kivadai, leave it as a suffix, and say, suffix derais l'chumra. And that, Tosfos says, no, we need suffix kivadai to say that there's a vade assay. But Tosfos always understood that we need the Torah here to say that there's a suffix here, which makes us disregard the chazakos and the sveksekos and the tainus bari, etc., that we might have had to be mafkia the shame suffix. It could very well be the mekor for this is our Gemara itself. Our Gemara itself starts off saying, "Ma tam alom vihi nitma vihi lo nitma. Im nitma lama shosa, im lo nitma lama mashke." Or is the Gemara is raising a problem in the Pesukim itself? The Pesukim itself refer to the situation in an uncertain fashion. Do we say she's Nitma or do we not say she's Nitma? And that, the Gemara reacts, Mad lecha kasuf, shasafek asura. From here we see that the safek is asur. So this is really the first level. The Torah is coming to say that because the Torah relates to the situation of Kina Vestira as an uncertainty, as a big fat question mark, that's a case of safek. Akasuf asa safek. And that's the Pesukim of Hi Nitma, Vihi Lotma Nitma is referring to the safek. Afterwards, the Gemara says that Masota Asa Safek Kavada. The Torah relates to the suffix of Vihinitma or Vihilonitma by the three drashas that our Mishnah made, Nitma, Vinitma, and Imnitma, to say that there are Isurim that have a Torah's Vada in them, like the Tozes, Betoras, and Ase Gomor, no matter what the reality was, after the suffix is good. So that's the two levels in the Gemara. There's a suffix, Atara Asa suffix from Vihinitma, Vihilonitma. And then because of the drushes in our Mishnah from Vinitma, Nitma, Innitma, that tells us the Torah made this Yisurim, Sveika, Kivadon. So that's Al-Khara, the Psha, the Omek Psha, and Toz Matam Elomar. And so that's the answer to the Marsha's Kasha, like the Karen Orr notes. The Tozes knew that we needed a positive to say there's no Chazaka. But Toz was bothered by the second level, the second limud of suffix Kivadai, that there's a status of Vadai regarding the Yisurim that our Mishnah has.
I would just like to add a few other achronim that also apparently have this conception of the two levels of the limud of Safek Kavadai. One is Rabbi Kivi Eger, that we quoted from a tshuva, we quoted back in Daf Chaf Hei, in the sugya of Mechila. On the Kinoi, there it's Muchach. From that tshuva, that Rabbi Kivi Eger does consider the halacha Safek Kavadai to be two-tiered. One is that the Torah made it into a Safek, in which we can say that the chazakas are disregarded. And second of all, that has the status of Safek Kavadai. He uses this notion to answer the question of Tosus in Nida and in Chulin, but Muchach there in the Shuba that he holds that there are these two levels. The other Marmokam I found later is in the Chidush Reb Chaim Halevi on the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum in Perek Vav. He writes there Mefurish that the Limud of Sota, the Halach of Kina Vestira, which is the Mekor of Safek and Vadai, tells us these two things. That first of all, that there's a Safek here, a Torah Asa Safek, and that afterwards it has the status of Safek Kavadai. Both of these things are the chidushim that we have in the parashah of Sota, which again I learned now to Safek Tumah Shusa Yochid. And Reb Chaim there brings the same raya that the Achiezer does from the Wanda Chafei, the fact that the Gemara considers it sad, that the Baal can be mochel on the kinui even after the stira, which will carry the Wazrak Lamed over in Metzias, as we explained there in that shir. Also Reb Chaim proves from that tzad in the Gemara that such a possibility might exist, that we see that there is this level of suffix, which the Torah made kinui vistir into a suffix, and again, as the Achiezer said, the fact that the Baal would be mochel on the kinui would undermine the suffix the Torah created here. The Torah regarded this as a suffix only because the Baal did kinui the way he's supposed to. Once he's mochel on the kinui, Reb Chaim there writes, this is mochiach to us that the suffix can exist because the Torah only made exeris akosuv. The kinui vistir creates a suffix when the kinui is done kehalacha. So again, we see in several achronim this idea, which from mochiach and Tosfos, that the halacha of suffix kevadai really is a two-tiered idea, two levels of progression that it makes it into a suffix. Therefore, we disregard the chazakos and the tainus bari, and also that the halacha suffix kevadai is our Tosfos writes, there'll be an asei gomor. We should point out that even though we were marech al pi the Karen Ora and the Achiezer and others to show that the Shitas HaTosfos is that there are these two levels of the limud of Safek Kavadai. First of all, that the Torah saw Safek to disregard the Chazakos and all the other Hachreos, and then to give it in Vadai, the simple mashmas of Rashi is not like this. That really there's only one limud of Safek Kavadai, and that is that Rashi here on Chav Chesem and Aleph towards the bottom in the Ramaskal Magid Lecha, and in Divrei Maaseh Umikan Ata is Mashma that all we're doing is Asrim Misafik. The Lashon Rashi in the first Rashi is Karmelcha Akradi Yashkeno Levar Hasfeka V'ilo Mashkala Asura. That so long as you're not having him Levar the Safik, then the Torah is saying there's an Isser. And the Rashi goes on the next Rashi and says that we learn from there to a Safik Tumah Shusha Yochid D'machzikinan La B'tumah Misafik. That we assume and take on the Tumah should be established Misafik. And the Pashas and Rashi is all that we're doing is being machzik the Tumah, the Makam HaSafik, meaning that we, again, disregard the Chazakos, don't use Chazakos to be Machriya, the Tumah, but the Tumah to be Matar, the woman, or to be Matar, the Safik Tumah Shusha Yochid, but we are machzikit, but Tumah Misafik, but that's all that is. All that it is a din to treat it as if the Chazakos are not here, and that's all that Safek Kavadai means. It may be that the sort of this machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos is not what's in a machlokas that there is here between Rashi and Tosfos Shantz, that what is the Makor the Gemara is bringing. for the limud of Tavei Kevadei. The Gemara starts off by saying, Ma tam lomer vihi nitma. Which pasuk is vihi nitma is the Gemara referring to? So Rashi here in Divrei Masna, Ma tam lomer, says that's really the same pasuk which we darshaned earlier for one of the Isurim of the Baal Boel and Isha. And Rashi in the Mishnah, back in the Nachav Zayin as well, said the pasuk of Vinistra vihi nitma is not a candidate in our sigya to be learned for the Isurim of Tuma in Sota, because it's already used back in the Gemara in the first parak for telling us in an Echad is Neman on the Tuma of the Isha. However, the Tosa Shantz over there in Nafchaz Zayin, as well as in Arsigya, he argues with Rashi and says that no, the real Gemara is darshaning a brand new pasuk, a pasuk of Vinistra Vihinitma, the pasuk that Rashi was Sholel over there in Nafchaz Zayin. The Tosa Shantz says no, in fact, what the Gemara is darshaning, a new pasuk, a new Tuma, to tell us the halacha of Savei Kevadei. So maybe that since Rashi learned that we're not darshaning a brand new pasuk, all that we're doing is explaining the geder of the Isurim that the Torah gave from the pasuk of Vihinitma, Vikinala Vihinitma. So there isn't any chidushim to say another geder, another halacha in Safek Avadi, other than to say that we assume that there's Tumah Misafek and nothing more. Whereas the Tosis chants, and perhaps it's also Mashmas of Tosis and Nida, Daf Beis Amud Beis, says that we learn from Sota a Yitur Dekra from the pasuk of Vinistra Vihinitma. There we have the possibility, the door is open for us to learn a brand new halacha, a brand new geder of Safek Avadi, which goes even beyond that which we say we asked to be Safek, but to say there's in addition to that, a halacha Safek Avadi, and that might be the Tshita of Tosis in our sigya, that there are these two levels of progression that we explained in Safek Avadi. Having developed the idea that there are two tiers in the halacha of Safek Avadi, we'd like now to try and demonstrate that there'll be certain types of Sveki Tumah in which only one of the levels will be present, only the halacha that the Torah saw Safek, that we don't use Chazakos, but not the second level, that there will be a din of Safek Kavadai. To do this, we'll first cite the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Shittas HaRambam, which we discussed back in the Shir Nafchav Hei. The Rambam brings from Yerushalmi that if the woman is Nistra with two men, in other words, the man was Mekana, that the woman shouldn't be have steer with two men, and the woman is Nistra with two men, she becomes Asura to the Baal, and passes to both of the Boalim, until she's a Shosa, just like any other Sotos, also to the Baal, and also to the Boel. The Chas Chinuch is Mitameya, on this Yerushalmi, this Rambam, based on what Tosus says in Meseches Chulin, and in Meseches Nazir, and in Nida, that we do not learn from Sota to say that Savik Tumah Shosa Yochid is the din of Savik Kevada, that is the Tameh Bevadai, something which is impossible. We only learn from Sota something which is possible to be, that if this type of Tumah might have happened, it's possible that the story that we suppose we're mistubic about actually might have happened, then we can be metame the Safek Tumah Shosa Yochid Bevadai, as we learn from Sota. But says Tosis over there, we do not learn to a situation of Safek Tumah Shosa Yochid where if we are machmir and all the Sveikos will come out with an impossibility. We all learn from Sota something which might have been, but something which is an impossibility for all of the Tumas to have happened, we do not learn from Sota Safek, and we say that the Safek remains. Now, as Minchas Chinuch, according to the Rambam, why this is true? All right, we have a model of a case in Sota itself, which is a hard impossibility. If the woman is Nistar with both of the Boalim, and the woman is only Nishar, a sheer Tuma of one Bia, right? So it's only Shaykh for the woman to have one Bia during the Stira she had with these two Boalim. Still, the pashas is that she remains Aser to the Baal and to both of the Boalim. So we see that the halacha of Safek Avadai will exist in the parasha of Sota, even in something which is an impossibility. Why don't we learn from there to all cases of Safek Tumah Shosa Yochid as well, that even where the Sack of Tomei, in a case of Safek Tumah Shosa Yochid, is an impossibility, we should still learn from Sota, that doesn't matter, we still paskin, we're machriya the Safek as a Tomei, based on what we see in the case of Sota, with two Ebola. And that's the Kasha the Minchas Chinuch raises. Now, Minchas Chinuch himself offers a creative teretz based on the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Aleph Perek Zayin. And that is, there's a chilik between the Isser Lebal and the Isser Lebolim. And in this case that the Rambam discussed, where the man was Mekane from two Boalim, from two men, and the woman had steer with both of them, but she was only Nishar, sheer Tumah with one, so the question really is on the Boalim. As far as the Baal goes, it doesn't really matter which man it was Boaler, either one that was Boaler will Aser her on the Baal. With regard to the Boalim, the question really stands, how can we Aser both of the Boalim if it was impossible for both of them to be Metameh her? So Mechav Chinuch says, based on the Shmaitza, there's a chilik in the status of the woman klape the husband as opposed to klape these Boalim. Klape the husband, he until now was Becheskes Tara. And therefore, the lima that we have from Sota as a model to all Safik Tumah Shrisa Yachri, that even a Makam Cheskes Tara, we disregard the Chazaka, and we say that the Safik is Machriya to say that the Tumah happened, or the Tumah is to be treated as if it's happened, and has Dinim Kilo it happened, and there's Tumah. And who are the Nami? In Safik Tumah Shrisa Yachri, we assume that even there was, if there was a Cheskes Tara, a Cheskes Heter, still we say that we are Machmir and say that the Halacha of Tumah is the correct Psak. And that Halacha, we have a model from the Isser of Baal, which, as we mentioned, hey, there is the woman until now was Becheskes Tara to her husband. Whereas with regard to the Baal, and the woman until now was Becheskes Isser. She, until now, was a married woman. She was obviously was Becheskes Isser until these Baalim. And in a Makom of Becheskes Isser, then Tosas never said we don't learn out from Sota to every Safik Tumah Shrisa Yachid. Tosas there is discussing to learn to Safik Tumah Shrisa Yachid to go against the Chazaka. But in a situation where there is no Chazaka, there was no Becheskes Tara, it could very well be that we will learn from Sota even things in which there is impossibility, even if we know that both of these tumas didn't happen, but because neither of these situations had a cheskes tara, because neither of the bolim had a cheskes tara, klapi the woman, then we could learn from sota to ask for all the situations. And therefore, it would come out that in a safik tumah shrisa yachid where there is no cheskes tara, we would be able to learn an impossibility. Whereas in a safik tumah shrisa yachid where there is a cheskes tara, that's what Tosas meant. We cannot learn an impossibility. We can only learn to cases where it's possible to be paskin tummy that the story actually happened the way the Pesach goes. That's a creative answer that the Minchas Chinuch answers in the name of the Shev Shmaitza. However, we would like to quote the answer that the Achiezer offers to this question, especially because it is seemingly in line with the answer with the alumnus that we quoted from the Achiezer and others earlier, the two tiers in the Halacha of Safek Kivadai. He writes, that all Tosas meant that we cannot learn out from the case of Sota, where the Bia might have happened. The Bia is a possibility for us to say, Savik Kivadai, to learn that out to Savik Tumah Shrisa Yachid. That's only with regard to the second halacha, the halacha of Savik Kivadai. That has to be something which can be. We cannot say Savik Kivadai, Kilo would really happen if it's impossible in reality. But the first baseline halacha of Savik Kivadai, which our Gemara says, that Torah saw Savik, to say that we resist chazakos, we don't care about the chazakos of the people involved when we have a Makam Savik, that we very well might be able to learn. We can say that that doesn't matter if it's an impossibility or not. That's a question of how the Torah dealt with the Safik. The Torah was machmer in the Safik of Sota to say that we don't usually use the hachros, which are normally pertinent to sfeikos, of chazokos and sfeikos, etc. That we might be able to learn out to a Safik Tumah, even in a case where it's an impossibility. So it would come out that in that case, where the man was mekana to two men, and both the Baalim were there at the Stira, and there's only a Shia of one Tumah. So in the Kram, we won't have the halacha of Safik Kivadai ad kedekach. There'll be a Vade Asei or a Vade Lav, as we saw in Tosis and other Rishonim that we discussed earlier. But the Etzem Halacha, that the woman will be usher to the Boyal, and it won't help if the Boyal knows that the Bia didn't happen, it won't help that there's an impossibility for the both Bias to have occurred, that won't matter, because here the Torah still said, we don't care what other Yedios, what other impossibilities there are. The Torah says this is an absolute Safik, a Safik impervious to other Chazakos or other ways of being Machriya the Safik, and therefore even in that case, you will be able to learn out to Safik Tumah Shrisa Yachid to disregard the Chazakos and make a in Safik. Again, it might not be to the extent of Safik Kivadai, but to say that there's a Safik Tumah that we will certainly have, and that's what Tosas means, that we can not learn out to a situation of impossibility to make a Kivadai, but we still be able to learn out a situation of an impossibility to disregard the Chazakos and treat it as a Safik. In fact, I found the Shev Shmaitz himself, in Shmaitz Al Perek Zayin, we do seem to concede that there are these two dinim in the Safik Kivadai. And he writes there, similar to L'Achiezer, that any situation, for example, the case of an impossibility, where we cannot learn out the din vadai from Sota, we'll still be able to learn out the fact that chazakos are not operative in Sveiki Tumas Rishos HaYachid, and that, well, therefore we'll be left with the suffix. On the one hand, we won't have the din vadai tameh, but we still won't be able to be machriya, the suffix, al pi, the halacha of chazakos, and therefore we'll remain with the suffix, similar to the idea of the L'Achiezer. It's also possible, there's a shita of Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara Nida Daf Gimel, who doesn't learn out legamre from Sota to Tavik Tumah Shrisa Yachid because of this taina of Raglaim Adover after the king of Estira. There's a question in the Rishon, what does Rabbi Shimon hold by Makam Safik Tumah Shrisa Yachid? Does he in fact utilize the Chazakos and say that if there's a Chazakos Tara, the Halacha will be Tor? Or does he say it's a Safik and it remains a unanswered Safik, and the Halacha will be that we're Tola Truma, that Truma is a Nitma, but Safik Tumah Shrisa Yachid, and the Halacha is, you're not sorry for it, but you cannot use the Chazakah to be Matara, you have to be Tola. This seems to be a Pashas Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Nida Daf Gimel. Now, it could very well be that the Pshan and Rabbi Shimon, if we say, like the Shita, that we are Tola, that we don't regard the Chazakos to be pertinent, that by me, because Rabbi Shimon holds of one of these two halachos. In other words, Rabbi Shimon will agree to the limud from Sota to Safik Tumah Shrisa Yochid, despite the fact that Sota has Kina Vistira, which is Raglan Ledavar, to tell us that we will treat this as an absolute Safik. We are Mesiachis to it as a Safik, which Chazakas are not able to help us to say that to be Machriya the question. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon will always hold that we're Tola, the Truma. We're not Sarifit, but we are Tola, even Makam Chazaka. All Rabbi Shimon argued in Rabbanu with Gabi, the second halacha of Savik Vadai, that Rabbi Shimon said you cannot learn out from Sota, because Sota has the added dimension of Kina Vistir, which is Regalim Medover. But he still agreed, the first level of Sota, the limit from Sota, we do have, to say that the Chazakas will not help a Makam Safik. This might be the pshat in the Gilyan Tosavis, in Nita Dav Gimel, depends on the Girsa over there, but this might be very well be what he's coming to say over there, that we can learn out the halachas, that Chazakas don't help in Safik Tumah Bereshis HaYochid, according to Rabbi Shimon, even if we don't have the second level of Safik Kevadai.
Earlier in Yashir, we mentioned in passing the famous machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim as to whether or not Safik Daraisa is the Chumra even Midaraisa or only Midrabanon. That's the Rambam Shita, that only the Midaraisa, we assume that Safik Daraisa is in fact Lakula, and only the Rabbanon were Machmer to treat Sveikos Daraisa Lchumra, whereas the Shita of the Rashba and the Ran and other Rishonim is that Safik Daraisa is Lchumra even Midaraisa. The Sana Achronim wonder, shouldn't there be a raya from our sugya, from our gemara, from the halachas of Sota, that we say Safik is Aser, and from the halach of Safik Tumah Shrisa Yochid, that we're machmer and these sveikos, shouldn't there be a raya against the Rambam from our sugya? So this question is raised by the Pri Chodosh, and it's Klali Sveik Sveika, which can be found at the end of Siman Kuf Yod in Yeradeya, as well as the Shev Shmaitza, right in the very first parak of the Sefer. The Pri Chodosh there writes, with regard to the question of Sota, why isn't Sota, the fact that we're machmir, the suffix of a Sota, to aser her on her baal, baal and truma, why isn't that a ray against the Rambam? That we should say suffix daraisa is only l'chumra midrabana, not midaraisa. Their Pri Chodosh is doche, this is not a ray because it's different, the suffix of Sota is different because there's kina v'stira. Since there's raglayim l'dover that the kina v'stira generates, we don't have the classic suffix, a model of in Sota as a classic suffix in which we don't know what the halacha is. Here we already have the raglayim l'dover telling us there might have been tumah, and therefore that which the Torah is machmir can be expected. It's not a chiddush to us that we would be machmir here, whereas in a standard suffix in which it's a suffix hashakol, and there isn't any raglayim l'dover, then the Rambam felt that we should say suffix daraisa is only l'chumra midaraisa, but midaraisa it is l'kula. The Shev Shmaitza quotes this Pri Chodosh, and he takes issue with him. He says he doesn't understand. If we were to say that Pri Chodosh is right, that the Safek of Sota is different because there's Rogan Medavar, so how can our Gemara Bechlal learn out from Sota to Safek Tumah Shrisa Yochid? Perhaps Safek Tumah Shrisa Yochid is different from Sota, cannot be compared to Sota. Sota has the Chumrah of Raglayim Ledavar. Now this Kasha of the Shev Shmaitza is a bit puzzling, because the Pri Chodosh was not the one who was Mechadesh that there is Raglayim Ledavar in the situation of Kina Vistira of a Sota. All he did was apply that as a reason why we cannot use Sota as a model to show us that Midaraisa Sveikos are the Chumra. But the Kasha that the Shev Shmaitza asks, that if there is Raglayim Ledavar in Sota, how can we use it as a limud from there to Safek Tumah Shrisa Yochid, is a hard question of Kuli Alma. What does the Shev Shmaitza himself do with this question? And moreover, the Balei HaTosfos in essence asks this question. The Tosfos in our sugya, Devar Maskal Eino, and Tosus in Nida Daf Beis, and Chul Neftes, basically raises this question. How can we use Sota, which has a Raglayim Ledavar Kina Vistira, as a Mekor for a Lima to Safek Tumah Shrisa Yochid? And in fact, some of the Balei Tosus, including the Tosus Rush and the Tosus Shans in Arsugya, are so vehement in their question. They hold their question so strong that in fact they say that it's true in Achinami, that there is no limud from Sota to Safek Tumah Shrisa Yochid, even though our Gemara says it's a Kal V'chomer, the Gemara is Lav Dafka. Really, we were being Somech on Halacha Moshe Sinai, and or a different drasha, a Itur Dekra, to tell us that Safek Tumah Shrisa Yochid is Tameh. It's not, in fact, learned out from Sota at all. There may be a Mashmos or such a thing in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tes, which seems to indicate there is Halacha Moshe Sinai regarding Sveikei Tumah. It's possible, though, that Gemara only means with regard to Shrisa Rabim, and not with regard to Shrisa Yochid. But in any event, this question was essentially raised by the Balei HaTosfos, again, including the Tosfos in our sugya over here. And I think if we examine carefully the Tosfos in our sugya, the way he deals with this question, we'll also be able to discover a mahalach to be miyashev the Pri Chodosh. The Tosfos here, in Devar Maskal Eino Din,
when he raises this question, he says, he asks the question again, why don't we say that Kina Vistira of Sota makes it different than Savik Tumah Shasi Yochid? We cannot learn out from Sota to Savik Tumah Shasi Yochid to tell us Savik Kavadai, because there is Raglayim Ladover after the Kina Vistira. Tosis responds to his question and says it's not true. That it's true that Kina Vistira creates Raglayim Ladover, but it's still only going to be equal to a standard Safik of Safik Maga in Tumah. That is, Tosis comes to explain to us that when a woman has stira without the background of kinui, that really doesn't raise a suffix b'chla. We're not at all choshed, and we're not at all mistapek about the fact that there is this nos. We don't assume people, the woman is nechshada, to have his nos just from a stira, and that's what we say. The Gemara tells us, ain osir nal ha'yichud, that stira on its own does not even raise a suffix. It's not even molid any latest a suffix b'chla. Once there is kinui, in which the stira takes place in the context of, the kinui precedes the stira, now there's context to the stira, so now together the two of them generate a suffix. That suffix, says Tosus, is like any other suffix. It's a suffix, which is a question. We don't know whether or not the iznos happened or not. That's all the Gemara means when it says there's a raglayim ladover, that now we've taken a maisa stira, which until now wouldn't have raised any eyebrows, it wouldn't have taken us and made mistapek if there's nos, and now we are mistapek whether or not this nos actually happened. That's equal to any other suffix, just like if it's a sheretz, we don't know if the person touched the sheretz or not. That's a legitimate suffix, which is authentic in the mitzias. Similar, when there's kina v'stira, it's the same level of suffix. It's the level of, do we say during the stira, there is nos or not? And then the Torah went ahead and told us that in such a situation, when there's kina v'stira, we should be machmer to say that there was nos, and to treat it like a vaday iser, as we explained earlier. So the Prichodesh then felt as follows, that with regard to the etzim creation of the suffix, we can't compare the sveikos and the holy surin shebe Torah, if something is chelev or something is shuman or something is aser and something is mutter. We can't compare that to sota, because in sota, the actual suffix is created by ingredients which suggest is nos. As we have stira, which normally does not suggest nos, together with the kinoi of something which is suggesting this nos. And that, since the actual ingredients, that which made the suffix, is also the thing which is leading us to say there is nos, so then that's not a good model for us to say suffix deraisa is v'chumer midaraisa. In a normal suffix, where we don't know if it's shuman or chelev, but we have nothing suggesting one tzad or another. Here, because the thing that created the suffix did suggest, it lead us to believe beyond a normal sira that there was nos. So then, that's why the Torah is machmer. We wouldn't expect otherwise the Torah to say, should be machmer here, to say that we should not say suffix deraisa lakula. However, when it comes to the question of learning out suffix tumah b'rishus yachid from sota, so there, it's very good, because once there is a suffix that we can ground in our minds, we don't know, once a woman had kinu and then stira, perhaps she was mizana. And Tosis tells us it's like a suffix maga, it's like a suffix which we don't know what happened, did the person touch the sheretz or not? So then we can compare the two, just like the Torah says in the question of the tumor of the sota, that we say suffix avade to assume she loses her cheskas tara, and that we say she has dinim ki'ilu she was mizana, as we explained earlier. Similarly, we should say the same thing in suffix tumor shus yachid, to ignore the chazakos and treat it ki'ilu there was vade tuma. So there will be a chiluk b'yisod between the question of Safek Daraisa L'chumra and the question of Safek Kavadeh. Safek Daraisa L'chumra is, we have a Safek, how do we react to the Safek? Sota is different, because Sota, there isn't really a Safek until the Kina V'stira, and the Kina V'stira itself suggests Tumah. That's what the Pre-Kharash learned. We cannot compare the halacha of Safek Daraisa L'chumra to the halacha of Sota. But once the Safek is here, once the Safek has been established, if the Torah then went further and said, ignore the Chazakos and make it Safek Kavadeh, that will be a valid way of learning the Limud from Safik Sota, Safik Tumah Shasi Yochid. That's l'chora how the Brich Chodesh would have understood. This is more geshmak what we've said based on the background we gave, that the geder of Safik Kavadai really is first of all to make it into a Safik, and then afterwards to give a dinim of Safik Kavadai. That's because that's what Tosis really is saying in our Tosis, that we treat the woman kilu as a suffix. That's the part of the chiddush of hakra, to say that kina v'stira is something that generates a suffix. That's a chiddush in its own right, and that's what the Brich Chodesh says. We can't learn out from that chiddush to other suffix deraisas l'chumra. But again, once the Torah then had that chiddush and said it's a suffix, and the Torah went further and made it suffix kavadai, that's something we can learn out from sota to suffix tumah shus hayachid. Now, with regard to the other question, why don't we say there's a raya against the Rambam from suffix tumah b'rishus hayachid, the etzem halacha, the fact that the Torah learned out from sota that suffix tumah b'rishus yachid is tameh, why does there arrive from there against the Rambam that suffix deraisa is l'chumra midaraisa? So here again, the Brich Chodesh and the Shev Shmaitz offer alternative answers. The Brich Chodesh says that it's because we have a special chumrah in Sefik Tumah Shrisa Yochid that we don't follow the Chazaka, as we discussed earlier at length. And the Shmaita says that the Bichras didn't even need to say that. We could say simply this because the Torah said Sefik Kevada. That would be enough of a reason to say this is a unique type of din, and we can't use this as a model for Chol Torah Kula. And again, it's very geshmak. These two mahalchim, these two answers of the Bichras and the Sher Shmaita respectively, really are the two stages and the progression of Sefik Kevada that we discussed earlier. One is what the Bichras says, that we ignore the Chazakos, we treat this as a Sefik, which is absolute, which is impervious to being Hukra, I.e. the normal Hachra'os that a Sefik, that Chazakos will do to a Safik. And number two is what the Shmaitzah says, that there's another Chumrah here of Safik Kevadi. The Torah said, treat it ki'ilu, there are dinim that say that either the Tumah happened b'metzias, or there are dinim that say ki'ilu the Tumah happened, to treat it as if there's Tumah here b'vadai. So this is what makes the Tumah of the Safik Tumah Shrisa Yochid special, which is not a model for Safik Deraisal Chumrah. These are the two factors, the two elements that we discussed earlier are really what comprise the halacha of Safik Kevadi. And for both of these reasons, it's true, as Achronim say, we cannot use Safik Tumah Shrisa Yochid as a model to learn out from there against the Rambam Shita. The Safik Deraisa is only a Chumrah midrabanan, but not midaraisa. We would be remiss if we didn't point out that the Rambam himself seemed to have a different answer to this question. That's because the Rambam, when he brings the halacha of Savik Tumah Shrisa Yochid in Hilchos Tumas Meis at the end of the ninth parak there, he's mashma that the halacha of Safik in the Savik Tumah Shrisa Yochid is only midrabanan. The Rambam's lashon is Kol Tumas Ha'elu Kiyotz Behem Shein Mishem Safik Harehen Shel Divrehen Ve'in Tamim Min HaTorah Ela Mishenitma Tumas Vaday. The Rambam, simple lashon Rambam seemed to indicate that in Chanami Midaraisa we need Tumas Vaday to have a Tumah when the situation is questionable, there is no Tumah Midaraisa, and that which we say that Tumah Misafik is Tumah Shrisa Yochid, that's only where, it's only Midrabanan. The Achronim debate is Rambam literally mean this. We know several times the Rambam says something, it's not, it's only Midavim, doesn't literally mean it's not Daraisa. The Mikdash David and the Maran al-Ghazi talk about this Rambam, but it's possible that's the Rambam is coming to say, the Nir Chanami, this fits into his Shita, that as Midaraisa, all Sveikos are only Chumra Midrabanan, whereas Midaraisa, they are Lakula, and as well, Safik Tumah Shrisa Yochid is not an exception to the.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.